So one of the things we always do in reflection is ask about the nice things. And although, Marion, you've talked quite a lot about how horrendous it was about losing your parents and...
Much as my father.
Your father. Oh, sorry, your father. And how wonderful it was that your mother lived.
Yes.
And you married very happily. But you haven't really talked very much about your family. So do you want to tell us a wee bit about...
Well, I had the two children very young, when I was 21 and 23. And then we moved house. We moved from that very, very big house in Bridgeton, which had always been a doctor's house, to a very nice bungalow in Pollock Shields, and with a lovely big garden. And I was very fond of gardening. So was Henry. But he didn't have much time, so really I cut the grass and I pruned the roses and I did all that. And we always bought nice plants when we went anywhere, so we really had some beautiful plants in the garden. And I wanted another baby in this lovely, put the pram out into this lovely garden. And Henry said, no, not having any more, absolutely not. And then Nina finished school. And she was going to Norlands College to be a Norland nanny. She was very fond of children. But they wouldn't take her till she was 18, and she was only 17. So I sent her to be an au pair in Paris, because I had friends in Paris. And she was there for 7 or 8 months and came back speaking perfect French. Did very, very well, yes. Peter was at school. He was 15. He was very busy with his friends and sport and so on. And so I went to Langside College to do a secretarial course. I thought I could maybe do that sort of on and off to fit in with my life. And I was doing very well with shorthand, typing, accountancy, everything. And then I began to feel very unwell. And I couldn't bear the smell of the dining room. And I got thinner and thinner. And it turned out I was pregnant.
Right.
And that's when I had Alice. I had to give up my studies because my blood pressure dropped down. I just was sick 3 times a day, not just morning sickness. Obviously, girls don't agree with me. I was sick with Nina as well. I was fine with Peter. And with Alice, I was really, really bad. Well, I was 38, and she was born end of July when I was 39 in 71. And, of course, she was a wonderful baby, and I was walking on air. I thought it was the best thing I had ever done.
Absolutely, because you have the time and you have the experience.
Yes.
Do you not find with your third you're much more relaxed?
Oh, yes.
About it all?
Oh, but she was a lovely, lovely child, absolute blessing. Of course, my mother came from Israel to help me, and my mother was wonderful. She really was wonderful. And so that was the end of my studies as a secretary. But it did help me to do the books for Henry, so that I was able to do that. And of course, Alice has been an absolute blessing because she did very well at school. She did very well at university.
So what did she study at university?
I wanted her to study pharmacy, but she had excellent hires. She could have applied for anything. But no accountancy. And when it came to the graduation, it was on Saturday. And by this time, she had become very orthodox and she wouldn't graduate on Saturday. Alice went to Manchester to work in an accountant's office. But as she became so very frum, and the Holy Law Synagogue was looking for an administrator to put things on the computer because the people who had worked there for years didn't want to do that. So they took her on, and she did very well there. And then my aunt died and left. Well, the proceeds of her flat were divided between us all, and each child spent the money differently. Nina bought a car and invested the rest. Peter was just having his 40th birthday at the time, so he had a marquee, a jazz band.
Fantastic.
120 people.
That sounded absolutely wonderful.
It was a wonderful party, yes. And Alice used the money to go to SEM in Harnoff.
Oh, right.
To study Jewish religion. And my goodness, she certainly studied that. And that's where she met her husband.
Very nice.
And he came of a non-Orthodox family. And he had finished university, I think, in Denver, Colorado, where he comes from. And was going to do law. But he went to Israel meantime for a few months and decided to become religious and went to Or Sameach
Yeshiva.
And that's how they met. And,
lovely.
They've got four lovely boys.
And they live in...
They live in Edgware now.
In Edgware?
Yes.
And they have four boys?
Yeah, the two boys were born in Jerusalem. Until he finished his studies, and then he got a job in Leeds as a student chaplain to Yorkshire Universities. And she had another boy in Leeds, that was Shloimi. And then he got a job in JFS in London, teaching religion. So they moved to Edgware, and she had little Moishe in London.
Lovely.
So that's how I have four boys. Children from Peter, a boy and three girls.
Oh my goodness, four there as well. And so are they older? Are they...
Oh yes, they are older, yes. Oh yes. Sam finished Warwick University and got a job, very fortunately, with AXA.
Oh right.
So he's doing well there. Katie is now 21. She's in her final year in York doing French and history. Anna is in her second year at Leicester, and Lucy will be 18 at the end of December. She's in her final year at Maidstone Grammar School.
My goodness. And Nina has an interesting job, I think, as well, doesn't she?
Well, Nina, when she went to France, after she finished Norlands, and they have to do private nannying to get the Norland certificate. And she got a job with a family. I think they had a six-year-old girl and a baby. And they lived in Kensington, and they had some estate in the borders in Scotland. So she thought she would take that job. But by the time she actually came to take the job, they had sold up in this country and bought a chateau in the south of France, in Bar-sur-Loup or Tourette-sur-Loup, which is not far from Grasse. And it's the perfume industry there. So she worked there, and of course she made friends with all the staff, because they had staff. They had somebody, you know, a cook and a gardener and a housekeeper, etc.
It sounds very Downton Abbey.
Absolutely, absolutely. So she worked there for about 9 months, and then she came back to Glasgow, got a job in the nursery in Battlefield, which was slightly different, but she decided she wanted to go to Canada. Henry's two younger brothers lived in Canada, one in Manitoba, one in Ottawa. So she wanted to emigrate to Canada, and having French as well as English, she did the applications and so on, and she emigrated. So she lived in Canada for about 8 years. And then she decided to go backpacking around Europe. And when she got back to south of France to visit, and she got this job in the perfume industry, a secretarial job.
Right.
She got training, about 3 months training she got. And she liked it, and they were very nice people. It's a big firm. They don't do retail. It's all wholesale. It's all export and wholesale, big quantities of all the things that they use in the perfume industry. So she's been working there now for over 20 years.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's a beauty. The whole thing looks like a film set. It really is lovely.
But but she has lovely nephews and nieces.
Oh, yes, she's very fond of them. She always comes to see them.
And if you look back, Marion, and if you think about where you started as a child, and now you're in Glasgow,
I've been very lucky.
Lovely children and lovely grandchildren.
Yes, yes. So well, if Hitler had his way, there would be nothing. So we were very lucky that they took us to Siberia. Yes.
I know. But I think your life has been absolutely fantastic and it's been a real privilege to interview you. Thank you very much, Marion.
Thank you, Angela.